And good morning, everybody. It is just shy of 11, depending on which clock you're looking at, but I'm with my best driving buddy, wife, road tripping pal, Sadie.
Sadie's here.
We're driving
up I-76.
We just finished the first half of our crazy trip with the fam. And I don't know if any of you that are listening have ever kind of had a mixed bag of a trip where you knew you were going to be dealing with some stuff, but you didn't want to be the sole focus. That's kind of what we just came from in a roundabout way, and without going into details, so to speak, it was... Let's say we kind of ripped off the Band-Aid, ripped open some scars, and hopefully started the path to some healing. And being on the road...
Or therapy, yeah.
Seeing our daughter and son-in-law and two granddaughters, it allowed us to reconnect in a way that we never thought possible. And being on the road for as long as we have, it's allowed my wife and I to talk a little bit about things, and just not only just on the way there, knowing what we had to deal with when we got there, but just we haven't been anywhere for 2 years. And it's amazing once you get outside of your comfort zone. Like, we saw a show, I believe his name is Kevin Jenkins, but... Life starts outside your comfort zone. And this was truly... Sadie will tell you, she does not like to drive on the highway. She's not a highway person. She would rather take in-town roads to get where she needs to go, but...
It's mainly just huge cities, not... I like this kind of road.
Except when it's raining.
Yeah, I don't like it when it's raining, or if there's, like, semis crushing me. Especially through the Allegheny Mountainside.
Yeah. We've now gone through, what, 7 tunnels?
8.
8 tunnels?
Allegheny.
Yeah, 8, that's right.
Yep.
And not only has she kicked butt on the highways, construction zones, it's rained, she let me drive everybody. I drove the entire width of Indiana, a little bit there, and I'm hoping she'll let me drive again.
Probably switch a little bit. She
needs a break, I think. I told her before we left, I said, I'm not letting you drive this whole way this time. I said, whatever we got to do to get you in a good place. I said, it's not safe. It's not happening. So she goes, okay, you're driving. So we drove all the way through Indiana. We talked. We had a good time. And that's really what I think the true meaning of a road trip. Now, we're not taking a family road trip this time. 2 years ago, we took our youngest and her friend. This time it is just Sadie and I, and
it's
not ever. We'll be together 24 years on the 29th, and never have we been anywhere this far. We went to Mount Rushmore when our oldest was a baby. Dust. Anyways, that didn't count. We still had a child with us. We still had a kid to take care of. This time, it's all open highway. Beautiful fall color. And this is actually, I'm glad we came down in September. Originally, we were going to go in September, but this just paid itself out a little bit differently.
Peak season for fall here.
Fall colors galore. Long, lush grass. Side note, I got to make out with a cow.
Yep.
We stopped by, our daughter's like, hey, we should go by
Perry Dell Dairy Farm.
And it was like just a few minutes away, so we did. And they had some younger cows out in pasture. And one was a little friendly when it came trotting up, and it was just going down the line saying hey to everybody, and it had a long tongue, and I reached up to pet it, and before I knew it, my hand was in its mouth, and it was sucking on my whole fist like it was learning how to suckle a bottle. I'm like, whoa, this is weird. Wait a minute. And I'm like, hey, this cow is letting me love on it. And most cow species, I could be wrong, are very shy of humans. But you can tell these particular cows have been around humans a lot, so they're not as timid. But I was holding our granddaughter on my shoulders, and I kind of leaned forward, and oh my God, if you ever felt a cat's tongue, multiply that times like a million, but have like a boa constrictor of a tongue. I leaned in, and this cow's tongue went up the entirety of my left side of my face and like scratched my eyelid, and I was like, ow. And Chris is like, or my wife says, excuse me, I used her real name. She's like, did that cow just lick your face? Yeah, what's left of it. But it's little things like that that make memories so important on a road trip. And even though those memories have come and gone in terms of who we're with, we're already we've made a little bit of plans for the next time we're here. It gives us something to look forward to, hope, and knowing what we have, what we had to deal with, what we have to deal with, it'll make the next reunion bittersweet and hopefully even more enjoyable. So I challenge each of you as you are out and about your daily lives, seek that solitudinous. I don't know if that's a word. Is there a word, Sadie?
Maybe.
Find that solitudinous moment when you're on the road to just allow your mind to drift off. Keep your eyes on the road, though, not your mind. Just enjoy the surroundings. If it's a busy city street, like when we were in even Peoria, Illinois, when we were in Columbus, Ohio, the city sounds were amazing. The sights were amazing. And now we're seeing a different side. We're in the country roads, the highway in Northwest PA, heading towards our next destination. And it's an amazing journey. So I encourage all of you, if you're going through some things or not, you just want to get out, take a breath, put a pause on life for just a bit, and go out and enjoy yourself. It will be so much worth it, especially if you have a partner you're with, like I do, that you can laugh and lean on and love and talk things, share memories.
Help each other through the rough times and enjoy the happy times in between.
Yeah, this morning we were up at like 6:30 and we're doing a second, third, fourth, fifth walkthrough of Airbnb we were at, making sure everything's picked up. And on the other side of the kitchen, the little bar, that area where the stools were at, I looked down, and there was one lone Hershey's Kiss on the floor, and I lost it. I was trying to be ever so brave and strong, and there was a Hershey's Kiss on the floor. And the little story behind that was, our granddaughter loves chocolate. Every time we'd FaceTime her, Sandra, what's on your face? It's chocolate, Papa. Okay. Make sure you wash your face out. No. This particular time, she had an open bag of Hershey's Kisses. She would just run through the apartment, just popping one in left and right. This morning, about 7 o'clock or so, I leaned down and saw one, and I told my wife, I said, I don't know how we're supposed to do this.
Very hard to drive away from there and leave them there.
Yeah. But I
not stay ourselves.
I want to say that I think they're probably in a better place, maybe emotionally or not. Maybe it's hard for them too.
I hope so. But they were when we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But beside me in my armrest in my car, I have that lone Hershey's Kiss.
She also forgot her puppy dog.
Oh, yeah.
Played with all weekend with her little Bluey house. So I have Robinson in the car with me.
Yeah, we have a little
mail back to her.
Bluey doggy. maybe some extra stuff too.
Yeah, mail her a package. Mail me back in a package.
Yeah, mail me too. Mail us in a refrigerator box.
There you go.
So anyways, this hasn't been meant to be a podcast full of just chatter. It's one that I just kind of wanted to, Sadie and I wanted to just give a shout out, but also just wanted to make you think about how much life really does pass you by. And if you don't take the time to stop for a minute and enjoy, if you're a city person, if you're a country person like we are, actually I love both, but to be honest, I would rather have a house in the country and go into the city.
Me too.
You know, if I want something, I'll go in town to get it.
Love visiting big cities, but
my heart and my soul live in the woods.
Yeah.
Possibly near a mountain, by a lake, by a river. So, if you can do it, live outside your comfort zone for a while. Go out and have fun. Relax, meditate.
Never know when life can change in the blink of an eye.
That's right. Life goes by way too fast. So, go out and enjoy it. This is Stephen St. Clair with another Crafted Quilt podcast and my lovely wife, co-author, road trip manager, Sadie K. Frazier.
From the Daily Escape podcast until I change the name of the podcast coming up shortly.
What is it you always
say? See you on the flip side.
Peace out.